While film can take you to all sorts of places, it's still a realistic medium. Theater, on the other hand, with the most minimal physical effort, can take you any place, any time, switch back and forth at random, and can do so because it's all in the imagination of the audience. That simple fact is what author Daniel Handler, better known as Lemony Snicket, builds on in his new play, Imaginary Comforts, or the story of the Ghost of the Dead Rabbit, at Berkeley Rep's Pete's Theater through November 19th. Unlike most authors of children's books, Daniel Handler is always willing to go dark, very dark, even as he trolls for laughs. And Imaginary Comforts, for adults, is often very funny, but also goes very dark. The play opens on a scene involving a man in a poorly constructed rabbit suit. His character is clearly evil, bouncing around the stage, saying terrible things. He's then interrupted by a young man. It turns out this is all from a script, and now this man is a director giving notes to the guy in the rabbit suit. The scene changes, and the director is now in a cafe. He's meeting a woman he met online who said she was a rabbi, a not very good rabbi. The scene changes again, and now it's only the rabbi in the cafe, babbling her problems to another patron, and then we'll follow the patron, and so on. We will come back to the director, to the rabbit, to the rabbi, to the patron, and it will all make sense. Time and space expand and contract. Dead people will be alive, and maybe live people will have died. Behind the jokes and the movement through time and space is a meditation on substance abuse, on religious belief, on the nature of death, and also on how we grieve. What keeps Imaginary Comforts afloat beyond the always surprising writing is the acting by the entire cast, but especially by Marilyn Talkington as the rabbi, Danny Shea as the rabbit, Michael Gorgian as the young director, and Susan Linsky as the other woman in the cafe. As the title suggests, the play is really about how we find solace in the world, especially when bad things happen. And sometimes even a terrible and incomprehensible story about the revenge of a demented rabbit can give comfort to a small child, a recovering alcoholic, a grieving widow and daughter, and maybe even to a rabbi who has lost some faith. For the rest of us, though, maybe it's just theater itself that gives us comfort, theater that surprises us and makes us laugh and makes us think. In a world where Donald Trump is president, every little bit helps. Imaginary Comforts, or the story of the Ghost of the Dead Rabbit, written by Daniel Handler and directed by Tony Taccone, plays at Berkeley Rep's Pete's Theater through November 19th. For more information, you can go to berkeleyrep.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.